Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
McDonald's got a couple of new menu items coming that you might want to check out, or maybe you might not.
And they're adding them. These are ones that are already all over the world. The international menu coming to America. The one Grand McStream Bacon Burger is from Spain. It's a burger with a creamy bacon sauce, bacon, and Gouda.
Oh, yeah.
Creamy bacon sauce.
That's where I get, right? The creamy bacon sauce throws you off a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
I can't do that.
No, it doesn't. You guys are wusses.
Okay.
Stroop Waffle McFlurry from the Netherlands. It's a McFlurry with caramel waffle cookies blended in plus caramel sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can find very little wrong with caramel. I'm sorry. I love it.
Cheesy bacon fries from Australia.
Yes.
Cheesy bacon fries. Boy, cheese and bacon, that's a popular combo. Like the,
so
like the bacon, cheese, macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sprinkle a little bacon in the macaroni and cheese and all of a sudden you've got some magic food fairy dust.
Tell me one thing bacon isn't good on.
Bacon improves everything, doesn't it?
Tremendously.
I was going to say salad, but then I thought, well, no.
Bacon, you sprinkle with bacon.
that's right. Good. That's what I was going to say.
That's good. All of a sudden, it's an entree.
This one actually sounds really good. The tomato mozzarella chicken sandwich from Canada. It's a breaded chicken breast with tomato mozzarella and a tomato and herb sauce.
That sounds good.
You going to give a thumbs up to anything that says tomato in it?
I think that does sound good. As long as it's not a whole slab of tomato, because that's stupid.
Sometimes tomato's nice because, especially on burgers or sandwiches, if you're just not eating a tomato, I understand.
No.
But
I would hate to think of a club sandwich without some
tomato.
Yeah. That would ruin it.
No, it wouldn't. It'd
it
be
really
perfect.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And especially late summer when you're really getting those good tomatoes and the restaurants are really careful about where they buy them and they get those good homegrown tomatoes. They're so good.
My mom told me they used to eat tomatoes like apples when she was a kid.
A lot of people do that. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people in my family would eat one like that.
Best thing you can do is take a tomato plant, plow it up, throw it in the garbage disposal.
How dare you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.